This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Bo Morgan, Squid Billy. Mikey P.
Yo.
Mike Johnson, former All-American. Hey, you're not a former All-American. You're always an All-American, right? Like, you don't lose that?
Yeah.
Is that kind of like being a Marine? Like, it always goes with you?
I think it's more along the lines of like being a champion. Like,
yeah,
you're not a former champion. I mean, I guess in boxing you are, but like once you win a championship,
well,
you're just always a champion.
Then you're referred to as like a 2-time heavyweight champion of the world. Like, and it's referred to as past tense.
Yeah.
You know, like Ric Flair was a 16-time world champion.
Woo! Yeah.
You know,
he sure was, dude. Hey, real quick before we get to some of the other stuff we need to talk about. And by the way, ding, phone lines are wide open, 404-726-0929. I had my fantasy baseball draft last night. You know, you bring up, I had multiple screens going. Actually, if you check out the 929 The Game page on Instagram, you can kind of see where I was at last night in the dojo, down in front of the steering wheel with the triple screens and everything else. I had multiple screens going. You can see what my setup was for the baseball game and the fantasy draft. My wife yesterday was having her own fantasy draft situation. I walked in, and anybody out there, dad or parent-wise, has ever been to Disney World, the Lightning Lane selection opens a week before you check into your hotel. So that is, for us, that's today. So today is a week from when we check into our Disney hotel, and the Lightning Lane pass selection opens at 7 a.m. So that's in 15 minutes. Did I walk in last night? My wife's got a handwritten Excel spreadsheet, like just pie charts and things in front of her. And she's on the phone with her sister, and she's like, oh, hey, my first one, my premier one's going to be Aladdin, the Magic Carpet Ride. And then if I can swing on down and get Buzz Lightyear at the same time, and then we'll try to hit, all the stuff from the Magic Kingdom and Epcot and everything else. It was wild. She's got one page with height requirements for every ride. One page where reviews of intensity level for toddlers. It was crazy.
Let me ask you, is there any thought of you guys divided and conquering? We're like, all right, here's what we're going to do. Mike, you take Stevie, I got Ridge, and we're going to go here, go there. And that way we can get some of the – I know that she can't ride the same rides, some of the same rides because of height. Because,
yep.
I mean, Ridge,
about a foot difference.
Ridge can ride pretty much every ride in there now because he's 6 foot two.
He's 4.5 feet tall at 4 years old.
But, I mean, right? So maybe you guys divide and conquer, or is it just, no, we're going to do everything together because – for the most part, when my parents would take us, and we didn't go to Disney World once when I was a kid.
Right. Yeah,
my dad didn't go.
We're the same way.
We were down in Florida. We were in St. Pete's where we went, and we drove to Orlando.
You go to like Busch Gardens?
No, we drove to Orlando for the Disney World for that day.
Oh, and then drove back. Already done. I got
you. We went with cousins.
Like, not Kirk, just you're talking about family members. Okay.
No, I did not go to a Chipotle in Cleveland, which, by the way,
dang.
Can we relax on the fact that the dude was in a restaurant in Cleveland? I mean, like, that would be – there's no way that he would be in Cleveland talking to the Browns and it not be out.
You're talking about a photo on social yesterday that went viral where it was like because Kirk was in a Cleveland Chipotle.
Also, are we sure he wasn't in Cleveland, Georgia?
Right.
Or
that
Cleveland,
was honestly
Tennessee?
That was my first thought.
Because there's both. But anyways, no thought to divide and conquer, right?
I don't know. And look, maybe this is a time to solicit advice on things like that when it comes to, right, if you're a dad or a mom that's been to Disney World with kids, you tell me what your best tip is.
Well,
you can hit me up at MPJohnson79 on Twitter and let me know. But, no, I think you stay strong. I don't think that either one of the kids needs to be overloaded. I think you try to find as many playgrounds and air-conditioned situations as you can, and you stick together. And that's probably what the original plan will be. But you know what? I'll probably zig when other people zag at some point, and we'll find a comfort zone at some point because it's gonna be a long few days.
I asked if you guys were worried. We're gonna get to this Falcons story here in a minute, but I asked if people were worried about the Braves on Twitter.
Yeah,
and seems like Austin, who has a Austin and I tweet a lot, and it's A Cundiff 214 on Twitter. He goes, "I think we start 0-7." He's very pessimistic always. It's always the sky is falling.
Yeah.
So I understand. So I figured that from Austin. He's a loyal listener and follower on the Twitters. Our guy Brandon was like, you know, it's always been a lot of people were concerned about the lack of moves in the bullpen, and it's already shown up. So
yeah.
Very worried. Mr. Yo is
Mr. Yo with a pretty level head of take. It's not an encouraging start. We always wonder why they don't invest more in pitching, but it's only one of 162, and AA has time to fix it.
My girl Tia, We Dat Peach on Twitter says, "Nah, 161-1." So she's actually
that's the vibes we're looking for.
But see, Tia,
she might be related to Dylon.
She's one of the she has her moments where she's like she will question when she feels appropriate, but she's not going to overreact.
Okay,
day one. So
level-headed Tia.
I appreciate the text. You can also call in and give us your Braves concern at 404-726-0929. I'm going to go ahead and say before we move on, I'm not as concerned. Do I think the bullpen is as good as it should be and they should have done more? It's not as good as it should be. They should have done more. I am interested to see how long it takes Kimbrel to get up here. And I know that he's not the be-all, end-all fix, but I think it adds depth because he is a guy that – right now in his career, he's going to give you 2 to 3 good months like he did last year, and then it might fall off. And if you use him correctly, I think it could be a benefit to this team. You don't agree?
No. And here's where I'm coming at. Here's where I'm coming at yesterday. And I said this to a couple people that I was talking to about the Braves last night. I actually have more questions about Brian Snitker afterwards than I did the bullpen. And you kind of beat around this point earlier to where you were saying you can't have it both ways. You can't have questions about bullpen management and also questions about bullpen depth. I completely disagree with that. If you're not deep in the bullpen and you're in a one-run game, then the best way to manage it is to use the best possible is to use the best possible pieces available. And you can't tell me yesterday that in the seventh inning in a one-run game against the Padres' loaded lineup on opening day when everybody is rested that you thought Hector Neris was your best possible option in that scenario.
So here's the deal. You're playing 7 straight games, so you don't know. Neris has been a guy who even last year he wasn't great, but he also wasn't bad. He wasn't what he showed yesterday. And I didn't watch every outing, but – but you have to figure out in these situations what you have, and a lot of times it doesn't happen in spring training. Okay, let's just be real. You can't tell me that spring training doesn't matter. Over half the people want to say that it's not overly important and it's too long, and then get upset because you didn't figure out things that you can only figure out in the regular season. To me, you can't question depth in overly. You don't think they did enough, and you think there's not a depth, and then say, "Well, how can you ever use this guy?" Well, I've got to use guys in certain situations. I have to manage a season. It's 162 games, and I have to understand that we're starting off 7 in a row.
Yeah, counterpoint, though, is a one-run game against the Padres on opening day a good time to figure out what you have in Hector Neris?
Well, I don't know when you're going to do it, though. You're going to be in tight games at least the first 7 games, and you're going to have to use Neris. Look, we can sit here and go back, and we'll talk more about it at the top of the hour, but we can argue back and forth. The reality is you didn't expect the guy to go up there and look like I was like it was me pitching, okay? You didn't expect Hector Neris to go in there, a tested veteran, and look like Squidbilly pitching to a minor league lineup. That's what it looked like. Savannah Bananas would have done that to me.
It was rough. It was rough watching that yesterday, and the fall off was quick and fast.
Yesterday.
One night, one goal, stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Join thousands as we journey over 16 miles from dusk till dawn for a night of healing and hope while raising much-needed funds and awareness for this important cause. Register today at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT, 888-843-6837.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
A surprising news comes out as the Falcons sign kicker, German-born kicker, Lenny Craig, to a 3-year deal. They had him in on a free agent visit after he had kicked at the NFL's International Player Pathway Program Pro Day, which was Tuesday. That's a lot to say. A lot of P's in there.
That was in, Tampa? I think that was in Tampa, or University of South Florida, wherever USF is, that's where that was.
Okay. We know Koo is coming off. Now, I heard it was a 3-year deal. Here's the thing for me with this. I am curious how this signing was done. Because was this done through the International Player Pathway Program deal, which where the Falcons have been a team taking part in that, where they got they were able to have an extra spot on the practice squad? Is that what this is? Is that a signing in that light, or is this literally straight up, he is going to come in here and compete with Riley Patterson and Younghoe Koo for the job next year?
I think he's got to compete with Younghoe Koo for the job next year. I'm actually a little bit shocked that Younghoe Koo made it through the beginning of the new calendar year without being cut. I think he's due like $5 million next year. And let's just tell it like it is. He sucked last year at times.
Oh, he did have a hip injury, but yes, he was bad.
Either or.
I've been on record. I think he cost them the Saints game.
I think he cost them multiple situations that could have changed the way they managed games at the end of the year had he hit more field goals.
Yeah.
It was frustrating. And I kept thinking, oh, man, if he misses this one, then it's time. And then you had Riley Patterson that, you know, comes up 10 yards short in that one game where he's trying to kick. It's just, it was bad.
On a 53-yarder. And then he made one the next week against Carolina. It was like 55 yards or something. Yeah. I know it's indoor, but I was at that game. The wind was not going to hurt that kick.
I don't know. Yeah. I'll have to see how this guy pans out. I don't want to put too much into it. He was great at the combine, great at the pathway combine. Well, but he also, last year in his European league, was like 11 of 16. So we'll see.
Well, I'll say this. He was so good in the tryout that there was apparently a bidding war for him, believe it or not.
Which I'm all about.
Yeah. So
hopefully there's a bidding war for the kicker position for the Falcons.
Well, look, if Lenny Craig comes in here and shows out, then I think there will be. I think that's probably what – I've reached out to a source to see what maybe the temperature is on this move. I haven't heard back yet, but I have a feeling that I'm going to be told exactly what we just said. If he comes in here and shows out, yes. If not, then he might be that designated player.
Yeah.
Definitely had some owl in lager last night at MGA, my friends at New Realm, and always Baron Burton's. I will obviously have some. I'm probably going to have to do something this weekend on the grill. So, W Salzer Fire Shower from Baron Burton's will be used. So, outlook in life needs to be better. I need a more positive at times outlook. I get to the golf course yesterday, and as everybody does, you go grab a golf cart, you pull it to the behind your vehicle, drop the tailgate, and I'm loading the golf cart up. And this car pulls up, And it looks like the car wanted to go a little bit wider to pull in a parking spot, but couldn't because of my golf cart.
Trying to swing out a little bit.
Now, in my defense, my golf cart was is really close to my truck, and it was as close as any, it's probably closer than most people get. And the car pulls, and then I see them back up, and then as they're backing up, I see them start to pull again. I see it's an older gentleman. And I go, oh, great. Gonna be some old dude that's gonna kind of like, he's gonna like have a problem the
gonna
way
gripe at you.
Yeah. Guy gets out, looks right at me. Says, beautiful day outside, isn't it?
Wait, was he British? Oh, he was.
He was Irish. And I now that's not an Irish accent, but
I was like, why does he have an accent suddenly? But he does.
I said, it really is. And he goes, you just getting in or you about to go out? And I said, well, about to go out. Going to play nine, you know, Tom's in Jay. He goes, oh, boy, I wish I was in your shoes right now. And he's got his wife when they're walking into the clubhouse. Obviously, early bird special. It's like 3:30 in the afternoon, but they're clearly going to get lunch. And I said, well, if you've seen me play, you probably wouldn't feel that way.
You don't want the smoke.
He started laughing. He goes, ah, I love that. And he walks on in. His wife laughed, too. She said hello, too. And I said, damn it. You got to be better, Squid, because you thought because he was having trouble parking and because where your car was, he was going to get out and have maybe give you a dirty look or have a gripe with you.
Oh, man.
And all that guy wanted to do was take in a beautiful day with his bride, and he's retired, and he just wanted to go in and have maybe a Guinness and maybe some bangers and mash. I don't even serve that at the clubhouse, but maybe that's what he asked for, and just enjoy life. And I had such a negative, angry outlook, and I felt like, you're the a-hole in this moment. Even though everything was fine, handled it fine, it was just that I've got to remember that this wasn't social media. And it wasn't a snarky comment coming to this guy. It was just enjoying life.
Listen, man, it comes back to giving people the benefit of the doubt. I tell you to do that on social media, but nonetheless.
No. Social media, you don't get that benefit. Yeah, you're all angry.
Benefit on social media. They're all just yelling at you with their tweets. We do have to go to break, but I'm with you, man. Benefit of the doubt for people. As a matter of fact, if you're in your car headed to work today, give somebody the benefit of the doubt today. How about that? Raise those glasses of caffeine up to the ceiling of that car and have a good one.